You are now listening to the Inner Circle Podcast Network.
Hashtag no offense uses strong language and is intended for a mature audience. Listener discretion is advised. Hashtag no offense.
I have a song I wanted to play for you to kick it off.
All right. What do we got?
Such a build-up.
He always has build-ups.
This was submitted to me by Dutch, but I knew you would appreciate it.
I got a song for you later too.
We couldn't turn around. Any idea who that is? Produced as fuck.
It sounds familiar.
Dashboard Confessional. Covering Post Malone.
Wild.
I find all kinds of good shit on
I love crazy covers like that. I love people that shouldn't be doing the other person's song. I love when stuff like
I do
that.
Too. Sometimes a cover can be better than the original.
You know, one of my favorite, well, you know, hold on. Welcome back to another Hashtag No Offense. My name is Chris, joined as always by the lovely Duchess.
Hi.
Episode 154, htnos.com, htnos, all the socials. We are joined tonight by the one, the only, the friend of all podcasts, Mr. Jason Lampro. I was going to say, one of my favorite covers like that is the Ataris covering Warrant.
Yeah,
it was on one of those
summer
like
Summer of 69.
No, it was Summer of 69
that's too.
That's my favorite one.
That's a good one.
They used to be on all those like punk goes metal.
Yeah,
or whatever.
We had a couple of those.
Punk
CDs.
Did a ton of great covers, like "Build Me Up Buttercup" and a bunch of stuff.
Okay, well, yeah, the Me First and the Gimme Gimmes made their whole career on doing covers like that.
Yeah, well, it gets you known, you know, and also that name alone, Me First and the Gimme Gimmes, is such a name that just, it gets stuck in your head no matter what. You hear it once or twice and you know it.
I used to listen to a bunch of like obscure things. I don't even know how I even come across some of these bands, but one of my favorite bands from back in the day was called Hello Goodbye. Have you ever heard of them?
It sounds familiar. I've forgotten more than I can remember anymore.
I couldn't sing a song that they sing, but it's just the cover was awesome because it was like this really light blue and it had robots and clouds all over it. So I thought it was fucking cool.
See, and you know what? That's we're dating ourselves because album art doesn't really mean anything anymore.
Doesn't.
Before you used to be, I mean, like you could pick out an album based on what the cover looked like.
It's not like they were on the radio either. I don't even know how I came across them.
Yeah. During the MySpace days, like they got you good.
Ooh,
like the MySpace marketing. MySpace music.
And then you'd have these little bands would reach out to you and be like, hey, listen to my band. You know, I've got three songs on SoundCloud, you know, and you check them out and be like, that's not terrible. That's pretty good.
We probably had friends that did that.
Or the wannabe rapper guys. I remember growing up in Medford, there was like this group of wannabe rapper guys, and they'd always, every time they'd put out a new CD, they'd give them out to everybody they knew. check us out guys. And it was it was all right.
Grassroots.
It was pretty good for what they did. They did it better than, you know, an amateur, but at the same time, it's like you're just still some guys from a little town, you know, trying to make it big.
Speaking of those kind of guys, is there any new from Warrack lately?
Oh, there's tons of dude, I saw Warrack the other day. Warrack was in a garage and they were on a lift, like a mechanics lift, and they came down on the lift as the video started. And then the dude jumped off the lift and he started rapping off his phone. And then a four wheeler pulled up into the garage.
Wow, like, they're getting production.
The dude that usually busts out of stuff, he was riding the four wheeler like as a passenger and someone dropped him off in the garage. And then he just rolled up and started fucking yelling. Yeah, dude. Warwick is the shit.
That's awesome.
What I mean.
I feel that way. I'm like, I support them because they're really trying. You know, yeah. They had to write those raps. They had to sing them. They're trying to do production and stuff.
They had to find cardboard boxes.
You have to give them the nod that they're really trying. But like, I kind of feel like those guys are like 15 or so episodes back. I did a freestyle rap in one of my podcasts and I kind of felt like those guys. Like it turned out decent, but like I felt that way because I was like, man, I am like unproven, and here I am just busting out a rap to everyone.
No, you would be a notch above them because like he's reading his pre-wrote lyrics off of his phone. So like if you're coming off the top.
No, yeah, this is off the dome. Yeah,
man. What about my rap? What about your rap?
I did a Joe B rap.
Yeah, you fucked up your own lyrics, dude. you were reading your lyrics and still flubbed them.
I remembered them and then I flubbed. But then what song, what did I do to the, what was it? What was that rap song I did? And I did the music, but I did my own lyrics.
I don't remember.
It was NWA, wasn't it?
I did that with like every song. Huh?
For Joe?
No, it wasn't for Joe. It was for something else. I forget. I think it was for a roast or something.
I changed the words to every song I hear.
Oh, so does he. You're either dropping shit on somebody's chest. So
I sing a song wrong over and over and over again. And then, like, that's how she has the lyrics in her head. And then she goes to sing it and sings it wrong. And it's like,
do you sing about sucking dicks and it's always got to
be something gross. Like that. That's what he does. The Hinder song, Lips on My A-Hole? Yeah, that was a great one.
Dude, I used to do it with country songs, like heartfelt George Strait songs and shit. And like, in all the world, you'll never find a dick as big as mine.
That's awesome. You know what's funny about that? That is the song that I proposed to my first wife with.
With my line?
She was a big country head, yep. And I listened to country for her for like six months or a year or so. Like, there's some okay country, but the problem with it is that there's no new country. No. Nobody puts out new stuff. You turn on the country radio station, and they play the same songs that they played 10 years ago, that they played 20 years ago, that they played 30 years ago. There's no new country, and the only new country that you hear are these crappy, like, country rock songs, and they're always about beer and titties and stuff. And it's like, all right, that's enough.
Country boy bands. You
know. Yeah, pretty much. Studio country.
Yeah, I got a diversified portfolio. I mean, like, I'll listen to Garth, and then I'll roll into Wu-Tang, and then I'll roll into, you know, whatever.
Garth has got some great songs.
I've listened to everything except for that, and that's her. She's like that, you know, like early 2000s, mid 2000s pop country. And I'm like, fuck, I hate pop you, alternative.
Yeah, yeah. Listen to everything. Like Kane Brown does songs with Marshmello and stuff that my kids like, so we'll listen to that stuff.
Yeah, I listen to a lot of the kids' stuff because that's just, you know, it's on all day long. And the kids have to listen to the worst songs, too. Ugh. Like Old Town Road. I think my Alexa has probably played Old Town Road 1,000 times. And it's like every time it's like, shut up, Alexa, stop. Alexa, please. Dude,
that's another one. And now my kid sings it wrong. He says, I'm going to take my horse to the hotel room because that's what Bobby
Moore. All the time. I say, take my horse to the Old Town Road, going to step on a slimy toad. You know, just like, I'm always changing the lyrics up to something different.
When that first came out, Bobby Moore said, so I'm going to take my horse to the hotel room.
That's what I thought it was.
And then we all started saying it. And dude, my kid. My kid still sings it. The little one said it the other day. Like,
and the older one hates that song now. We share Spotify, so he has his own playlist. So he'll have that on the playlist, and the little one will go through and play it. He's like, no, turn it off. He hates it. But the little one's like, take my horse down to Hotel Road or whatever. The little one loves fucking with the big one.
My problem is I keep playing songs for him because I'll be like, oh, I haven't heard that song in forever. Let me play that song for the kids. I think they'll like it. And then I'll play him like Superman or something, and then I'm like, why did I play this song for him? This is terrible. I don't want him listening to these lyrics.
The older one has like weird ones. He has the song from Top Gun on there, but it's not the right one, but he likes that one better.
Oh, like Danger Zone?
Yeah, he has Danger Zone on his play. He also has AC/DC on there, so he'll say, I'm on a highway to H, because he won't say hell.
That's great. That Roddy Ricch one that everybody likes, The Box, that one's freaking filthy. That song is so fucking, it's all about like girls sucking him off and then paying him on Cash App and shit. It's like, so like, but it's such a catchy song that they hear that, you know, and then they're like, oh, there it is, there's our song. Dude, like,
put on Run the Jewels for them and just let them go then, because you
can't. There you go.
Run the Jewels, that's way better music.
Little one likes that too.
They're not too filthy. I like Run the Jewels.
I like them too. They got bad words, but their lyrics are clever.
Yep. And they gave that album out for free, that new album. I was stoked.
I know. I listened to it on Spotify over and over again. But also,
it was a free download. I just got an email one day, and it was like, "We're giving her album away for free." And I'm like, "Well, free's the best price for me."
Another name.
I'll download that shit right away. It could be giving me a country album for free. I'm like, free.
Free. Another nasty song that I haven't heard, but I heard you on the ass. Have you heard that WAP song?
Of course.
Which one?
WAP. I haven't heard it, but I heard it.
You haven't heard it.
I choose not to hear it.
Yeah. Wow. I want to do a cover of it on my next episode. But then I'm going to say big ass. So it's going to be like, you know, all the girls coming around for my big ass dick. You
know? Oh, yeah, you're bad. Hell yeah, dude. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
Pay your bills.
Yeah, let me pay some bills. We're getting super deep already. Hashtag No Offense Show is brought to you by Hemp Bomb CBD. Hemp bombs are specifically formulated to provide consumers with a quality CBD product at an affordable price. Many benefits of hemp bombs include reduced anxiety, increased sense of relaxation, reduction of aches and pains, mood enhancement, deep and restful sleep. Hemp bombs come in a wide variety of different products, including oils, gummies, suckers, vapes, even products for your pet. Use code HTNOS, that's HTNOS at hempbombs.com, and save 20% on your entire order.
Yes.
Good stuff. I won that gift pack from Hemp Bombs. That was pretty awesome.
That's right.
Yeah. Shit, yeah. I like that pain free. And I like that lotion, the CBD lotion that came with it.
That smells good.
Yeah, I still use that.
I got my lip balm.
You have to be careful though with that pain freeze though, because if you put that shit on and then touch your dick later or something, you're gonna feel the burn.
Yeah, don't be jerking off with Icy Hot, dude. Even if it's got CBD.
That's right. That's right. Ben Gay? No, I ain't.
We're also brought to you by Onnit.com. Onnit is a health and fitness juggernaut dedicated to delivering complete and total human optimization. Through a wide array of products and supplement, Onnit combines cutting-edge science, earth-grown nutrients, and time-tested strategies to help people reach their peak performance. Alpha Brain, New Mood, the whole thing. I want to tell y'all, holy shit, I'm blown away at the response to the free trial of the Total Human packets. Holy shit. I put it up at like lunchtime on Thursday, and by dinner time they were sold out on Onnit.com.
No way.
That's awesome.
Motherfuckers right on that shit. So keep an eye. It's a great deal. You get 7 days free. You can cancel anytime. It's they got a daytime blend and a nighttime blend, and it's, you know, specifically formulated for that type of day. You know, you got something to keep you going in the daytime, something to calm you down, yeah, mellow you out at night.
I want to get some of that Alpha Brain really bad.
Well, it's like you said, you can't be free, dude. You know,
I don't sleep. I don't sleep about 4 hours a night, so I feel like I'm totally going to get Alzheimer's later on. So I need that Alpha Brain to like give me some brain help.
Yeah, I'm right there with you, man. I am right there with you. But to keep an eye on the stock on that, dude. I shared the link last week. When they come back in stock, it's 7 days for free, and then cancel it anytime, you know, whatever. It's not bad to try. It's not bad to try.
Right on.
Onnit.com, onnit.com/htnos, and save 10% off anything else you might choose to buy. And I'm really pushing them to get me a code, because I don't like reading out the web address. I think that's cumbersome. Onnit.com/htnos. Give me the fucking
code. Man, code.
Right.
Code htnos. Come on. How hard is that? But no, that's why I wanted to bring you that song, because your podcast is Mixed Media Forest. So obviously you specialize in breaking down media every episode.
All things media.
All things media. So I thought, you know, we'd kick it off with maybe a new song.
Yeah. I haven't heard that one.
I didn't. Not too bad. She sent it to me.
Slow on the build up.
I'm a new Post Malone fan, and I, as an almost 40-year-old man, I'm kind of embarrassed to say that, but I thought he was awesome on Joe Rogan, and then after that, I checked out his music, and I enjoyed it. So.
See, I liked him after I seen him on He's Ghost great. Adventures.
Did I see
I really like that Aussie song that he does, that Heart of Stone. That one's great.
That is really good.
Did who
I'm
does?
I'm surprised. He does a song with Ozzy Osbourne.
Who does?
Post.
Yeah.
I'm surprised that he still sings as good as he does. Ozzy?
Incredible. He's going to have the lyrics written down in front of him in like giant letters.
Man, talk about Alzheimer's, dude.
Well, they've got a show
He's just up there like he can't even see. He's just like, oh, here we go. You know, I'm going to sing this.
Mm-mm. They've got a show on Travel Channel now that they do with their son, and it's called like Osbourne's Wanna Believe. So Jack Osbourne has a show with a girl called Portals to Hell. So now he shows like his mom and dad these videos that you can see online or whatever, and then they give him like a 1 to 10 to see how like scary it is or whatever. So because
they tried the podcast route for a while. I listened to the Osbournes podcast. It was maybe 20 episodes or so, and then they kind of dropped off.
Ah, see, I didn't know they even had a podcast, but when they came out,
yeah, they tried. They even had sponsors and stuff. They had a bunch of the people around that helped take care of the kids when they were younger and stuff. It was all right. It was kind of another fun little look into the family. Kind of like watching the Osbournes, but just listening.
I used to watch that show. I loved that show. All those dogs pissed all over the house, though. Those fucking dogs. They just pissed shit everywhere.
I mean, as long as you can pay someone to go around and clean that shit up all day long, whatever. That's my job, usually.
That's my job, too. I pick up the shit in the yard. Yeah, I did it before we came
over here. I clean houses for a living, and I have a couple of houses where the cats are just assholes.
Ew. Oh, man.
On vacation all the time, but when they go on vacation, the cats are just like, time to throw up and poop all over the place.
Oh, no.
So they go on vacation, and I come in, and nobody's home, and I'm like, uh-oh, nobody's home. And sure enough, every fucking corner's got, like, cat puke in this corner.
Oh,
shit
come
in
on. Yuck.
Yeah, that's sick, dude.
We had a fat-ass black cat that, like, pissed right over the side of the litter box. Like, I would legit pick the litter box up, and there'd be piss underneath it. Yeah. So I would just dump bleach on it.
25 an hour, I'm crying with money in my pocket. So.
Still, I don't know. It's, thanks.
I love that cat. We named our record label after that cat. She was so fat, she couldn't get her big ass over the litter box to fuck her piss, man. How can you hold it against her?
I literally would dump bleach under the litter box, and it would just go, because of the piss and the grout.
That's fucking sick.
I know.
You're making toxic fumes in there just from the cat pee. Yeah.
Well, Jay, we've been talking online for shit probably a couple years now, and this is actually the first time I've got a chance to talk to you outside of like producing the Rumble with Dutch, but I didn't talk to you directly with that.
I think HT Noss is the first Inner Circle podcast that I started listening to, and it was before you were even in a circle.
I was going to say it was a long time ago because I remember you reviewed our show and you called us spicy. And I was like, shit, we spicy.
Spicy. Back with Tampa 2 rings.
Yeah, fucking RIP.
Two rings.
He's three now. And it's shit, the Rays in the World Series. He's working 2.5. on four. 2.5. No, I gave it to him. He's got the whole ring. But why don't you tell us a little bit about you? Well, you got three shows, but why don't you tell us a little bit about what you do?
Let's see. There's a Mixed Media Forest. That's the flagship. That's me trudging to the forests of media to find hidden gems for you, the listeners. The biggest thing is that the hidden gems, though, this is the secret. The hidden gems are just the shit that I like. that's how you find the hidden gem. I like that movie. This is a hidden gem for sure.
Well, there's also my
little podcast, the Ron Moen Half podcast. That's for the Ron Moen Half anime series. It's from the early 90s. We're at about 160 episodes, and then the studio went out of business, went bankrupt. But it's a great show. It's fun because it's a 17-year-old boy who gets betrothed to a daughter of one of his father's friends. Well, what's crazy is that when he had an accident when he was training in China. This is a martial arts show too, by the way. He was in an accident when he was training in China, and he fell into a spring of drowned women. A woman drowned, like 2,000 years ago in this spring. Hi. And so anybody that falls in it takes the form of a woman when they get wet with cold water.
So they're like fucking gremlins?
When he gets splashed with cold water, he turns into a she.
Shut up.
And then when he gets splashed with warm water, he turns back into a guy.
That'd be crazy just like watching your dick fall off every day and then having to watch it grow back.
There's some hilarious, embarrassing situations. And then later on in the show, more people show up and they've fallen into the springs. So there's a guy that turns into a pig and a guy that turns into a goose and a girl that turns into a cat. And then there's these huge love triangles going on because his father betrothed him to like several people's girls and he didn't know it. And then his father got a whole bunch of stuff from him and took off and left town. So he's betrothed to like three different girls. And there's this huge love triangle going on. But it's on top of that, it's this huge martial arts story where people are like, you know, fighting and testing their strength against each other. And, you know, it's pretty badass.
I'd watch that.
And then I got this little teeny one This is my baby podcast, and that's the Staying Insane podcast. Staying Insane Separated. And I just like the name so much. I came up with it 2 years ago, and it sat there in Podbean. Just no one hardly listened to it, like 11 listens or something. And I was like, I'm just going to bring it back and put it on the Media Forest feed. That's going to be good.
Yeah,
and so I did a couple of those. And that's just, I don't hate anything, but I do 2.5 minutes of things that just tick me off and make me mad that, you know, they're in the world. People, places, stuff going on, whatever. And then I do 2.5 minutes of things that I love that, you know, I couldn't do without in the world. So I piss you off, I bring you back up, and I send you on your way. But that one's cool because it's a stream of consciousness show. So I don't know what's going to come out. I just rage and it all just flows out. And that's really neat.
No, that's awesome. And then, like you said, duality, balance it out. We're going to leave positive.
I think I would only talk about... Yeah, that's what
I thought. I thought about doing like a rant show, but then it would just be the angry dad over again. You know? So
I would only talk about driving.
So I got to rant and then bring some love and lift you back up before I send you on your way. Probably at work listen to a couple episodes of Ben's show and then I'm like, fucking let's do this.
Sometimes
then
yeah.
You get home and you're like, I lost it.
He had one shit about a month ago, maybe 6 weeks ago, and that was me. I'm driving around going, fuck yeah, man. Like I'm feeling it, dude.
I get that too. A couple of times he's gone off on like companies and stuff, and I'm like, that fucking company, I'm never gonna go through those guys.
Well, that's what we said when we had him on last episode. I was like, dude, I was gonna do BarkBox, and then I heard you ranting and raving about BarkBox, and I'm like, I can't do that. And then I saw an ad for the other one, and I'm like, oh, we'll try that one. And then he did that one too. He said they went to them too. They're like, fuck, man.
And then he took a video of his dog tearing a toy up.
Yeah.
And then I was gonna come on and tell you some spooky stories, and then he came on and just fucking blew my stories out of the fucking water.
We're still gonna get there.
That was terrifying.
Yeah, and that he was talking about, like, you're up in the Pacific Northwest, am I right?
Yep.
Yeah, so he's talking about your backyard. He's got like interdimensional Yetis running around ripping dogs in half and shit. Well, dude,
that's what they say they are, but I don't know. Maybe if they're interdimensional, I guess that's the only way they can, you know, keep from being seen. Yeah, or
that's what they say.
Keep from finding any remains of them.
Right, we don't see any remains. They go back to their homeland to die.
Yeah, I still don't understand. You would think though, if you died, you wouldn't really be able to go back to your dimension. So
no,
you think if they died here accidentally, you'd find something.
That's true. Well, nobody's ever shot one that we know of.
You don't know the physiology. Maybe when they die, they turn into like that Thanos dust and they just blow away.
Or maybe they just have, you know, better senses than we do, and they know exactly where we're at any given time.
Or maybe they're on a different vibration and they're sitting next to you right now, Jason Lampro, and you can't detect it with your narrow
field
of vision.
That could be like my shadow people. Those motherfuckers.
Oh, yeah, dude. That's...
They bother me all fucking day long. I wish they'd go away. It scares the shit out of me.
See, and that's one of the ones I was going to... Well, we'll just go right there because, you know, it's Halloween and I do want to do spooky. I want to keep it spooky. And plus, Dutch is a half a creature, and I give her the half just because she's into ghosts. Like, the rest of this shit, she don't care about fucking 9/11 was an inside job. She don't give a fuck about who killed Kennedy. She don't care about none of the other shit. But ghosts? Yeah, talk to her about ghosts all day. So some shadow people? Yeah, you're pitching to the Dutch tonight. So
ghosts are what scare the shit out of me. I just... I try to be so rational. I will over explain everything just to come up with a way to be like, no, that was the wind blowing, or no, that was just my eyes messing with me. I know that, you know, a third of your vision that's on the peripheral is made up by your brain pretty much the whole time you're looking. So my brain can add these shadow people, shadow creatures and stuff. And I try to over explain it, but gosh, there's so much of it all the time.
So after a while, it's just like, okay,
you can just leave me alone now. Thanks.
So you don't see him just at night. You see him all during the day.
Oh,
too?
I see him all day. Every
day.
Do
they
follow you? At night, in the daytime, everywhere.
Just at your house or when you leave, they follow you?
Anywhere I'm at. Everywhere I'm at.
That's crazy. Now, I'll ask you, because you are the resident tiger tonight. What is, give me the definition. Give me the Dutchopedia version of a shadow person. What is a shadow person?
It's a shadow.
That was very, it could be, that listen, was very anticlimactic. I know, okay, no, come on. I said, person, do you, I need to tiger growl you. Come
it
on.
It could be, it's, that's exactly what it is though. Cause it literally can be anything. You know, I watched that show Dead Files. There was an episode where shadow people ended up being aliens. There's shadow people that could be entities. There's shadow people that can be people that have passed on, but just show themselves as a shadow. It could be a non-human being that was never human, and it's a demon, and it can show as a shadow. So
see, when you say shadow people, when you say shadow people, I immediately think demon. Shadow person equates to demon to me.
Right, but what's weird
those are
is that it
those are the scariest, scary ones of all the ghost stories and stuff. The ones that scare the crap out of me are like the demon possessions, where someone goes somewhere and sees something they're not supposed to, and then they follow them home, and then they start haunting them in their home, and like you know, they wake up in the middle of the night with them looking at them, or like, you know, they just do things to just scare them all day long and stuff. And the people like start getting unhealthy and and weird. And those are the ones that creep the hell out of me, because that's like right on the verge of the shadow person thing.
Yeah. Well,
like,
how long,
you know, don't follow me home. Stay here, please. Whatever you are. I have stuff at home.
How long have you had your shadow people follow you? Is it recent? Have you had it for years, your whole life?
I don't remember it. I don't remember it as a kid. As a teenager, but maybe like somewhere around in my 30s.
Did something happen?
Maybe my eyes are just slowly going bad, you know, for all I know. No. But it's just that, no occurrence or anything.
Did somebody pass just away like, when it happened? When
it's like when you, happening? Well, you haven't really done a whole lot of psychedelics. It's like when you do psychedelics and a spider runs across the floor, but it's not really a spider. It's just your see a spider.
Little tremor, little shroom tremor.
And it's like that, but like they're very articulate. They look like spiders. So I'll just be sitting there, I'll be watching TV, and this like tarantula sized spider will crawl like out of the kitchen, around the corner, and down by my feet somewhere. And I'll just see it out of the corner of my eye, but that shit's scary. And I'm like, what the f-? I gotta look around for a second, you know. I know there's no spiders that size that live here, so.
So you see various shapes even.
Everything. I see a lot of cats. I see a lot of dogs, little slinky things like ferrets and stuff, a lot of those. And it's always out of the corner of my eye. It's under a table. It's, you know, shoots across a hallway or something. I'll come around a corner really quick and it'll shoot out around the other corner.
That's interesting that it's not like I want to say like a full bodied apparition, because I'm using buzzwords for my Dutch here, but it's not a human form.
People are pretty rare, but I do see shadow people. I'll be sitting like on a bench somewhere or something, and if I'm not paying attention, out of the corner of my eye, someone will be sitting on the bench down the way from me or something, and then I'll turn and look, and there'll be no one there. But I'll remember, I'll be like, there was an old man holding a newspaper or something. But then there's no one there.
What do you think that is? Do you have your own thoughts?
Maybe it's someone that's passed that hasn't gone over. I mean, especially since I see a lot of animals and stuff. You know, cats and dogs and stuff die all day long, every day, all over the place.
Yeah, but
you
it's like, why are they coming to you?
Running around in the afterlife, you know? Maybe. I just caught a little glimpse of it, maybe.
Maybe he's on some OA shit. Maybe he's got an overlapping dimension running through
everything.
Something. I feel like, honestly, if this was like 50 or 100 years ago, I'd probably be in a mental asylum. You know, they're like, he sees things, you know, he's not right. We need to shock him.
You'd be getting lobotomized, motherfucker. They'd be tapping your brain right now.
Ignorance is bliss.
How many psychedelics have you done? Maybe you opened something you can't close now.
Maybe I did a lot of psychedelics in my early 20s, probably 20s to 30s. I did a lot of acid. I did a lot of shrooms.
You open something up, you can't close.
The way I feel is I honestly wish that I could have saved it and done it all now instead, when I have like a more open mind about this stuff. I can like look inside myself a lot more than I could back in my 20s. In your 20s, you're just like, I want to get fucked up.
Exactly.
You know?
You're doing it to get fucked up.
In my 20s, I would do mushrooms, and I would go hide in the bathroom in the pitch black, and I would see like how many demons and snakes and witches and ghouls and things that I could see in the black.
That's kind of fucked up, bro. I ain't gonna lie.
I
freak out.
That's kind of fucked up, dude. He's like, I want to stare into the abyss, motherfucker.
Hey, okay, so we'll take it to a place of love then. I also would do mushrooms, And my kids had this giant stack of stuffies, teddy bears and stuff.
Sure.
Like so big, they barely all fit on the bed. And I would do mushrooms and then climb underneath those. And then they become one with the stuffy and become like a stuffy myself.
I was just going to say that, dude. You look down and you've got like stitched arms and shit.
That'd be crazy.
I don't know.
I just feel bad for my kids because this is my early 20s. I had a couple of kids. Like, man, those poor kids. Like, I'm glad they were mostly in bed because we were weird parents, I'm sure.
Well, I mean, like, that's shit. That's us now. I mean, we cut a deal with our kids because, I mean, this is an early show for us because you're on the West Coast. So we, you know, had to work that out a little bit.
I know it's about dinner time for you guys.
Well, we're going
to Taco Bell later.
Yeah, we're going to do a late dinner tonight because it felt kind of awkward for us, but we had to bribe the kids. I'm like, look, we're about to start the show now. All right. If there's no interruptions, hey, when we get done, we're going to go out in the pool. We're going to do a bonfire. We're going to have this whole fucking night afterwards, and I'll let y'all stay up late and everything. But if that door gets knocked on one fucking time, that's it.
No.
That's it.
Mine tried to open it up just a second ago. That was why I looked over because I saw the door creak open just a little bit. I'm like, no, you don't. They're actually being pretty quiet. I'm impressed.
That's good.
They've been screaming all day, so for a short while they'll be quiet, which is great.
Yeah, you got to get tired from all that screaming sometime.
Like, you think
you get no rest, man. I mean, like, if it's not actual human flesh and blood children, you got shadow people fucking with you and tarantula pets and fucking
Well, you want to know this really super scary one that I saw about a month ago, maybe a month and a half now. This one was crazy. I slept with the lights on this night, but I was sitting there and the lights were off and I was watching, I think I was watching One Piece on my phone. So it was pretty dark, but I've always got like, there's night lights around the house and stuff. So there's always enough light that you can see well enough to see what's, you know, what's on the other side of the room and stuff at the very least. And I saw something come out of the hallway like a freight train. Like it was the size of a huge bull.
What?
And it shot out of my hallway across the living room and through the door and it was gone. And it was like just that fast, but it was just huge black, and it just flew through the living room and through the door. The problem was I wasn't looking directly at it, so I can't be like, what the, you know, it's right out of the corner of my eye. It was enough to see this giant thing whiz past me. That was so scary.
You're not the only one, because a lot of people that see shadow people do say that's how they appear to them. They never see them full on. It's always out of the corner of their eye.
Yep.
That's crazy.
What do you think about that?
I turned the lights on, just kept them on, and slept the rest of that night with the lights on. That was good.
Have you ever had anybody, like, you should have somebody come to your house and be like, is there a fucking portal here? Like, what's going on? Is it me that's haunted? Is there a portal in my house?
Well, yeah, that was my question, too, because you said it's been since your 30s. Have you lived in that place since?
Ooh, and honestly, you know, honestly, I don't hardly remember shadow people from my previous apartment a whole lot.
Okay, so it might have something to do with where you are, man. Like on maybe some poltergeist. Yeah,
Troutdale is haunted as fuck, I guess.
Is there a mirror somewhere around where you're seeing these shadow people? But he's saying they follow him outside of the house, because I know mirrors are gateways.
Yeah,
I see
things outside just as much. Okay. But outside, I'm more like, you know, I see cats and everything outside. So like when I see something moving around outside, it's like, eh.
I gotta pause and I gotta appreciate what you just said there, because I'm not gonna let you get away with just casually saying, because you know, mirrors are portals and da da da.
They are. They are. People and things come through the mirror.
Oh yeah, mirrors do kind of scare me. I've always been a little bit spooked by them. When I was a kid, I used to love to do the endless mirror, where you'd turn the mirror sideways and you'd look down and you could see your face down a whole row.
Oh
of
yeah.
Oh, those were the best.
But we used to do Bloody Mary when we were kids. We're like, this is bullshit. Now I'm like, I would never do it.
My scary scenario in that case would be like, if you were looking down that endless mirror and then one of you like 10 down waved at you or something.
Yeah.
You know, something. Smiled at you.
Yeah.
That'd be so weird.
Little wink, little subtle.
That would make a good scary movie scene right there.
Well, that's a nice segue back to media. Have you watched anything spooky for like the Halloween season or anything? Because we just finished, when we started talking about mirrors, we just finished The Haunting of Bly Manor on Netflix, and I was very underwhelmed by that. I don't know if you've caught that one. It was kind of a loose sequel to the Hill House, Haunting of Hill House.
They did kind of like American Horror Story style, where they kept some of the actors,
yes.
And it's kind of a different story, but different it's like story. A season two almost.
It was very underwhelming.
I believe that the first one was really good. I don't know about the second one.
Hill House was very good. You definitely see a lot more of the like the scare factor. This one was more of a mystery almost.
No, I would call it like a very like a fatalistic love story almost. Like the whole thing was about like two people being like in love and then love triangles and then like past loves and like all this shit, and then it had to do with ghosts and that. Like I'm sitting there the whole time, like we got six episodes deep and I'm like, when's this shit gonna get good? Because I know it's only 8 or 10 episodes. And then there was a good one. I think episode 7, I was like, oh shit, here we are. And then 8 it came right back and it was fucking back to whack, dude. I'm like, come on, man.
That slow build up stuff.
It was sad. The last 2 episodes I fucking cried because it was sad. And I'm like, this is bullshit.
No, that doesn't sound good. That's like that one, The Orphanage. And it's my sister was like, this movie is so scary. It'll scare the shit out of you. I watched it and bawled through like 3/4 of the movie because it was all about these kids that got killed and their bones were hidden away in this, bricked up in this orphanage, and they were haunting people because they were dead. All I could do is just feel sad for them, the poor kids.
Then, like this one, it was like a Disney movie because the parents are dead, so they're living in this huge mansion with just like the help.
The staff, yeah. Get
me right off the bat, too. Right, I hate movies where they start off and like the kids and the parents are all happy and then the parents are dead. And you're like, oh, fuck you.
That's what the last 2 episodes were, basically like just memories, and I'm just like, I can't. Like, I'm so sad right now. I just can't, because I couldn't imagine losing.
Those
like,
wipe me out.
Like, I couldn't imagine too empathic. If something happened to me and my kids were left behind. Like, but I'm always guilty of putting too much of myself into things like that, because I relate to it too much. Where I'm just like, hey, I'm just watching a show or a movie, I should enjoy it. But no, I relate too much. And it's the same thing if I'm talking. I feel the words that I'm saying, so sometimes I'll get emotional when it's probably stupid to somebody else, because like I'm feeling what I'm saying. I'm not just saying it. So it's hard.
Does music get you too?
Oh yeah.
I bawl a lot listening to music. It doesn't even have to be a sad song, just like a powerful song,
sure,
where you could tell that they were just really invested in the lyrics and the emotion of the song. So
I'll take you one better on that one too. Is like a lot of songs like are time capsules for like your life. So like you'll hear a song and that'll take you back to that year and where that place, and like it's so weird how it's like it just transports you back to that frame of mind almost. It's like, shit, man, that made me 16 again. I remember what I was doing. It was fucking 98 and shit, dude.
With my homies. Yeah, we were sitting around listening to a boombox.
It was like when I heard, I broke the yolks and made a smiley face. Because that was like my middle school year. It was like such an important year. Stupid Jewel. And then we were listening to Bone Thugs and Harmony. Yeah, and shit.
I love Jewel. Jewel is... She's got such a beautiful voice, man.
Yeah, man. Snaggletooth and all, dude. I would still, yeah. She's a cutie pie, dude. I'd take her with that tooth even. I don't care.
Even with the silly yodeling.
Her husband likes it, but he might not be able to hear anymore because he rides bulls for a living. He probably got kicked in the head.
Damn,
yeah, there was a bunch of those. Like Lisa Loeb, she was another one that was you know, for a minute there, you were like, oh, Lisa Loeb, she's awesome.
I think that she was the beginning of like the nerdy hot, because I feel like she was the only one that had like those cat eye glasses, but she was still hot.
To this day, man, girls in glasses.
That's why it's always done it for me.
I'm like that little kid in middle school with girls in glasses. I'm like, oh.
I talk about getting LASIK because living in Florida, I want to wear sunglasses, but I can't. And he's like, I don't think that I could picture you without glasses, because I've had them since I was 12. Like, I've never not had glasses, but.
Oh, when we go out, too, like when we actually do get a rare night out and we go, you know, fucking bar hopping or whatever we do, we go to a comedy show. she'll take them off and she'll do contacts, and it's weird, dude. Like, I can't even like look at her. Yeah. I'm like,
you know, they'd probably hit on her more with them on. I'll bet.
I can't make eye contact.
It's the look.
It's weird, yeah. But yeah. I like the dark. I've had so many different pairs of glasses. I had those real thin ones that go behind your ears. I've had the really small ones. I've had rectangles. I've had ones that were like bigger than my face this way. I've had all kinds.
Yeah, my wife's been in glasses her whole life. I remember when I met her. She was a friend of my sister's when they were like 7 or 8. Mm-hmm. And like her mom made her wear those Sally Jesse Raphael style.
No, yeah.
Those are back now. I see bitches wearing those now.
So we still every now and again, I'll be like, oh, you mean the Sally Jesse Raphael glasses?
Yeah, those
and
are she's popular like, now.
I see chicks in their 20s rocking them.
Oh, yeah. But I have
they always come back in style.
I love Ray-Ban. Like, that's the only style of glasses that I'll wear. I don't know what it is about them. That's my favorite.
Yeah, some are much better than others. I see glasses every once in a while, and I'm like, those are tragic. You look like you're wearing the glasses from what's that lady on Monsters, Inc. with the long, curly glasses?
Yeah.
the glasses.
Oh, yeah, those are terrible. I'm watching you, Wazowski. Those are the worst,
and I've seen young girls with those, and I'm like, that's tragic.
That is tragic.
What are you doing?
No. Well, I think maybe, too, that porn star made them popular because she was it? Who? That Mia Khalifa?
Oh, she used to rock those?
That's her thing. Yeah.
I don't know.
She rocked the librarian glasses.
Yeah.
She's too young for me. I don't know nothing about her.
I've never seen thanks to Two Rings, star. That's how I know who she is because of Two.
I don't look up their names. I just take care of business and move on.
Oh, I got names, but I mean, like, it's all 40 plus, dude. She's not in my she's not in my wheelhouse.
I remember, like, Asia Carrera and shit. Like, I'm old.
Stormy Daniels.
Oh, that was years ago. I was Stormy before Trump was on Stormy, dude.
No, Stormy's still too far out.
Do you have any, like, go-tos, like, that you watch for Halloween? Because I thought that we were the only one, and the more I talk to people, like, a lot of people get into spooky, but this actually sparked, a kind of a heated debate in the inner circle. Like, we were going at it in the chat pretty good because we've got some people that are very literal about, like, this is a Halloween movie, this is not a Halloween movie. And, like, my personal stance is, if it's fucking a horror movie and it gets you in the vibe or whatever, then
it's a Halloween movie.
It's a Halloween movie.
Same for Christmas. For Halloween.
Dude, same for fucking Christmas, dude. If I'm watching something that gets me in the Christmas spirit, like It's a Wonderful Life, I don't know that that's actually a Christmas movie. That's just an old-timey movie, but it fucking comes on at Christmas, and it snows and shit, and it makes me feel like fucking Christmas, so it's a goddamn Christmas movie.
For sure. Mm-hmm. That's right. It's all about goodwill towards men and, you know, peace on earth. It's a Christmas movie.
Well, and like for Halloween, it's like it's spooky. If it's spooky, it's for me. Dude, we just watched Stranger Things fucking over again. We did a rewatch.
Yeah,
of that just
because a Halloween show, yeah, for sure.
Dude, just because it's the vibe, dude. And I mean, like,
well, and the music on that, man, the music on that show is fire.
The first season,
they picked the best music for Stranger Things.
The original music, like the synth shit, dude. If you go on Spotify and you go to Stranger Things, like all that synthetic, like the fucking like new wave type shit, that's all there. Like the instrumentals, it's great.
Oh, it sounds so neat.
It's great, dude.
Well, you probably know, but like our oldest is going to be a Demogorgon for Halloween, so he's going to dress as Hopper and I'm going to be Joyce. So I thought about having the speaker outside playing that shit while we're handing out candy.
Yeah, we can do that. We can do that. You know,
yeah, that'd be sweet.
You know what's
so
fucked up?
So you guys can trick or treat for Halloween?
Oh, yeah,
we will.
Yeah.
We live in a neighborhood
we're right on the edge. Like, we will probably if that's what's going to happen. But, like, I don't know if that's what's going to happen yet. People just might not be into it.
Well, talking to our neighbors, because there's a lot of kids in the neighborhood that we moved into, talking to them, they're going to trick or treat. So I feel like the people that do and the people that don't. And if anything, we'll have some big ass bucket of candy at the house. You know?
Yeah, state of Oregon's just really dragging their feet over this whole thing. They are the last to like to put things into motion and like as far as Halloween goes, everybody's like, what are we doing for Halloween? And they're like, we don't know. You know, like,
see, in Florida,
we'll figure out something on the 28th.
Right. Well, in Florida, it's like I'm gonna do whatever the fuck I want.
You know what? But not for nothing, dude. They've been in school for like 2 months and everything's fine.
Yeah, I'm so jealous.
At least
started their distance learning. My oldest, he just started less than a month ago.
Oh,
he's
really?
Been just home free all the way up until a month ago, and it's just been he's wild. It's like herding cats because they're just stuck inside We could barely go to a store. If we go to the store, they have to be masked up. It's like you're putting muzzles on them so they can't do anything anyway.
We still got to do that. Like, we can move about pretty freely, but, like, if we do go out, like, into a building, you got to mask up, which is fine. Like, I'll give you that. I can't
take them out to any of the cool, most of the cool hiking trails and stuff are closed right now because they're just two persons wide. So,
you can't
social distance on a hiking trail. It's like, screw you. I'll be 100 feet away from everybody. Well, I've been social distancing my whole life. I'm great at it.
I've been building my whole life for this, dude.
That's right. 6 feet away, you could be farther. It's cool.
No, I mean, like, we're back opening, you know, like, we've gone out to dinner multiple times. Like, everything's pretty well getting back to normal, with the exception of the masks.
Right.
Yep.
I think after the first year, those might go away.
For sure. Hey, let me bring my song in real fast.
Okay.
While we're cooking along, this is my song for you guys to check out. All right, so jump on your YouTube and look up. All right, I'll preface this while you look it up. Look up Johnny Johnny Trap Remix.
Oh, no.
Okay, so
TJ Candle.
So the preface for this is that I have to listen to so much kids' songs, and they suck. Ugh. They're so crappy. They're shittily made. So every once in a while, I come across one that, like, the kids want to listen to, and I'm like,
oh, no. Hey, not this
I can
one.
Handle this.
No.
So
I know so exactly I like this what one. Song this is.
But it's a
the
remix.
The original song, but anyway. Yes. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, Johnny Johnny Trap Remix by PJ Panda. Yeah, so this is one of the ones that I can see bumping when you pull up at the school and pick them up.
Oh, Johnny Johnny. Oh, Johnny Johnny. Yo.
Woo. Yo.
Johnny Johnny. Oh. It is sugar. No,
this is way better.
Fuck yeah.
The video is everything.
It's a fun song.
That's awesome, dude.
I brought that. Yeah, yeah.
See, and I'm such a bad parent that, like, when this shit was, like, first popping, my kid would come up to me and try to do it with me, and I'm like, what are you talking about? And she would have to tell me. She'd be like, no, there's like a script here. Like, he's going to say this, and then you have to say that.
There's a lot of songs like that. My 4-year-old, she knows, like, every nursery rhyme song there fucking is. And so, like, she tries to run these songs by me, and I'm like, I don't know. And then she has to play it for me just so I know.
Sometimes I'm just like, no, I'm not doing that.
Yeah, you can only do it so much too. Right. And have to do it over and over. My kids just discovered knock knock jokes. And so it's just all day. It's knock knock, knock knock, knock knock, knock knock.
And there's nobody there. There's nobody there. Knock knock, who's there? Chair. Chair who? Chair door. Ha ha ha. No, bitch, that ain't funny.
Oh, and there's a really stupid one too. Like, ours don't even make sense. Whole ordeal, and then they'll be like, cat.
Right.
That doesn't even
bitch,
make any sense.
That ain't a knock knock joke.
I'm only laughing at you because that was dumb.
Right. The only ones I know is, aren't you glad I didn't say banana? And then my damn foot. That's the only thing I know.
That one's such a long joke for a shitty punchline.
See, I was going to ask you, like, at the end, like, okay, man, like, what new media are you going to recommend? But you got me, dude. So, Johnny on the Trap.
Johnny.
There you go. That's a fun one.
Have you ever heard when we do our group shows? We haven't done one in a long time, but we do Full Circles.
Uh-huh.
Have you ever heard the intro to that we play?
I don't think I've ever heard it.
For Full Circle? Here, let me play for you.
Or I don't remember it. I'm a bad wife.
Yeah, you can't remember everything.
Oh, yeah.
You are now listening to the Inner Circle Podcast Network.
Give a little swaggy beat.
Bumping.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
The first time we busted that out, dude, Riley went nuts, dude, because he wasn't expecting it. We played it and he heard it live and he was like,
That's because it's so nostalgic.
Dude, that
it's
shit
great.
Nostalgic. That motherfucker wasn't even alive when Full House was on, dude.
He probably watching now, though.
He knows Fuller.
I guarantee I've seen 98% of the episodes of Full House.
Oh, yeah, sure. We all have. Yeah, for sure. We all
TGIF,
have.
TGIF, man. Yeah, yeah. TGIF every Friday. Fucking Full House.
Yeah, and there wasn't anything else to do. We didn't have internet at the time. Nope. So everybody just sat in front of the TV and you got to watch one of the six channels that you had.
Right. That's all we had. We only had that. Yep. And in the morning, we'd watch Looney Tunes.
Yep. Man, remember when Saturday morning cartoons, you could get up, get a bowl of cereal at 5 in the fucking morning, and you could sit and watch Saturday morning cartoons all the way until like 2 o'clock when they finally put on like the People's Court or something.
It's so funny you said that. It's so funny you said that because I forget what the context was, but I was talking, we got another side chat, and it's like me and Randall Fowler from Married as Fuck and Jody B and Delvin Cox and like Adam and Jason and all them. And I
love those guys.
I forget what how it brought up, but like I was like, oh dude, Saturday morning you couldn't get better than fucking Pro Stars. Remember Pro Stars with Michael Jordan, Wayne Gretzky, and Bo Jackson? Yep. And they were fucking crime fighters and shit. And
fight and cry.
Hell yeah. They all had Inspector Gadget shit. Dude, they had like fucking like jetpack rollerblades and shit. And like fucking they were like, oh, it was crazy.
I didn't watch that.
I'll get you, Matt. I'll get you, Gadget. Next time. And then he'd bang the table and the cat would fall off.
It did. Well, and then after Pro Stars, you had Captain N the Game Master. Do you remember that?
Yeah, it started like right after my Saturday morning cartoons. But I do remember Captain N.
This kid gets sucked into his Nintendo.
The Mario Brothers Super Show. That was like right before.
Well, that was after school. That was an after school show for us. That was like.
What about was it the Coes? Dave Coes or Coz?
That was, yeah, that was during that shit. That was super. That was Chicago specific. Was on there? Oh. Yeah, that's Chicago specific, dude. Not everybody.
Bobby's World. I remember Bobby's World.
We're eating dinner.
Oh, that's what it was. We were talking. We were doing this like celebrity deathmatch type thing where it was like we were doing like this person versus this person, and then the loser gets like wiped out of like existence or whatever. And we did John Candy versus Chris Farley. And
Chris Farley on that one, but I totally agree. Dude, I would rather have John Candy over Chris Farley.
Well, I picked Candy, and then I was like, dude, Camp fucking Candy. And then that's how we started talking about Saturday morning cartoons. You don't remember Camp Candy? Uncle Buck, Great Outdoors.
Oh man, John Candy is a legend.
Yeah. Okay, yes. Fucking Home Alone.
Yes. Okay, now I know. I forgot what his name was.
Fucking Home Alone. What was his name in Home Alone? He was the Polka King of Chicago or some shit.
Yeah, he was. I remember that. Yeah.
Fuck, dude. We're getting long, dude. I love when these ones happen, man. You ready to talk about some Florida shit?
I love talking. I'll do it all day.
Let's get on some crackhead shit.
Woo, doggy. Hey, Beatrice.
Yeah?
Get your ass in here. These No Offense boys about to do welcome to Florida again.
Let me grab the natty.
Oh, shit. And I thought my family was fucked up.
Every week, our What the Fuck Florida stories are sponsored by Official Clothing. Check out official.com. That's spelled OHFISHL. And use code HTNAS and save 25% on whatever you choose to order in the way of beautiful t-shirts, hats, jewelry, all of that shit. Official is a streetwear company, and they've got the most comfortable t-shirts that I've ever put on my breasts.
I got one.
Dutch is rocking one right now.
Fucking high quality.
It's good
high
fucking quality. High quality.
I got the only girl shirts, though, because they don't make girl shirts.
Yeah, she got custom. Kaz did a special Dutch run on some female shirts.
Nice.
I call them titty shirts, but we can call them female.
So,
yeah. If you got them, want them, right?
That's right.
That's, hey, hang them bitches low.
While they're up.
I just said, literally just said, hang them bitches low.
Well, I know you like older women, but damn.
Well, the first one I got for you, we're in Largo, where a Florida man attacks his girlfriend with a pumpkin.
All right.
Keeping it, you know, it's the time of year. Things are happening, you know.
Well, it wasn't a jack-o'-lantern. It was just a pumpkin.
Yeah, I think it was on its way to a jack-o'-lantern, sweetheart.
So, yeah, I hope it was hollowed out first.
Nathan Garisto, 26, was arrested on domestic battery charges after he reportedly threw a winter squash in its innards at his girlfriend around 2 a.m.
Winter squash is different.
What's a winter squash?
It's a yellow squash.
I thought a winter squash was a fancy way of saying pumpkin.
No.
Are you sure?
Yes. Pumpkin.
Who would be carving a squash?
They just put winter squash in there.
I don't know. I don't even know the difference between a squash and a gourd. So
gourds got acne. That's them little pumpkins with all the bumps and shit.
I didn't even know
that's what I call them. I don't know. I think they're all the same.
I think
a pumpkin's a squash.
I think technically, right?
I've never.
What about a zucchini?
Zucchini might be a squash.
Or a cucumber. Probably about
all. They're all in the same family.
Cucumber is a vegetable.
Yeah, so is a
pumpkin. They grow on the ground
in a bunch of bushy leaves. So they're all pretty much the same.
I'm only catching bits and pieces. What about a cucumber in a bush? What are we talking about here? Are you getting that dirty on the hashtag No Offense Show? This is an early show. You know this is an early show, Jason Lampro. This ain't even not HTNOS after dark.
No, I was saying, like, even a cucumber is about the same thing. They just grow on the ground in bushes just like all the rest of them do.
Well, it says the couple has been cohabitating for a year and a half. But when the pair began arguing early Monday morning, the woman asked her boyfriend, who was intoxicated, to leave the property several times. He refused, and his girlfriend claims he responded by striking her with a pumpkin and throwing a tarp with pulp and seeds all over it at her. The victim at the scene was, quote, covered in pumpkin seeds and pulp, said police. Officials also noted that Garisto was, quote, heavily intoxicated while engaged in a verbal argument with his girlfriend, and that he claimed he didn't mean to hit her, but the vegetable instead he threw the pumpkin at the sliding doors.
Yeah, right.
According to a police report.
Yeah, sure.
He pleaded not guilty to misdemeanor assault and has been released on a $1,000 bond, ordered not to have contact with his 20-year-old victim, and wear an alcohol monitor. What's an alcohol monitor?
I don't know. Test your blood is like a diabetes monitor?
I think that's like a bracelet that you can't drink with or something.
I've never heard of that. I've heard of like having a blow for a DUI, but I've never heard of like a...
Well, they got this.
I used to know someone back in the day that had one of those dealies in their car that they had to blow into.
That I've seen.
I was like, man, you really must have gotten in trouble.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know...
Maybe he's got a... I don't know, because they have those diabetes ones that like stay on you.
Yeah.
So maybe it's something like that, but I don't know. I couldn't have that. I'd want to like pick it off. Like I'm a picker, so I'd want
to. It feels weird to me too. Like a filament up in your skin would just drive me nuts.
No, I don't care how
thin that needle is. It's a needle in my skin.
Oh yeah, fuck that.
I think that. Yeah, no, I
about had a heart attack when I went and gave blood last because me and needles do not mix. I was fight or flight the whole time. Like, and the nurse is like, are you sure you're okay? And I'm like, well, I'm sitting here, aren't I? You know, I haven't jumped out of this chair and ran down the hall, so I'm all right.
It doesn't bother me to give blood. I used to give it all the time because they used to come to my old job. And then
and you're also a mom. Once you have a baby, there's not really anything more, you know,
more
painful
babies.
And horrendous than having a baby.
Well, they give you drugs for that, so I was fine.
I don't even know what type of blood I am. Dude. I'm a horrible adult. Like, I don't know basic information.
Yeah, me too.
I
can tell you his social security number.
I don't give blood, so I don't need to know my blood type.
Well, the only reason I ask is because I don't know if this is actually what it's called, but I think it's like Rh negative means that you have alien DNA in you. So that's why that's the only reason I've been looking, because it says something like 15% of the population has Rh negative. I don't even know what Rh is. I thought it was AB, and O. I didn't even know there was no
Yeah,
Rh.
That's what I thought. O is like the universal AB. Yeah.
Yeah, well, now there's an Rh positive and negative, and if you're positive, you're human, and if you're negative, you're from another galaxy, Jason Lampro.
Yeah, cool. But aren't we all kind of from another galaxy? I mean, we're all made of carbon that comes from stars, so we're pretty much all from another galaxy.
I like where your head's at, man. I gotta appreciate when people come to me and they say things like that. I feel validated. You know,
that's all we are. We're a meat battery that's, you know, born from the carbon of the earth. You know, and we run with this energy in our meat battery until we get too worn down and the energy leaves us and goes back into the source, and our meat battery goes back into the carbon of the earth.
Powerful, Jason Lampro. Dude, yeah. I'm fucking on that shit, dude. I love it. Fucking love it. I got one for you now that sounds like it could be a potential like slasher film.
Okay.
Like it could be a scene from like Halloween 9, maybe.
Pitchfork through the dimple.
Something. We're in Shalimar, Florida, which sounds very fucking mystical. I don't know where the fuck Shalimar is.
Shyamalan.
Shalimar, Florida, where
nice.
Florida man is accused of punching a McDonald's customer and threatening the manager with a cleaver.
Oh, all right. Why are you just carrying around a cleaver?
Sure.
Well, I'm gonna disclaim it.
This is Florida.
Well, and there are some racial stereotypes that could possibly could possibly maybe have the answers to why this person would have had a cleaver.
He's a hillbilly butcher?
Not quite. Oh. Confrontation happened Tuesday night at McDonald's when a customer says suspect walked up to his car, punched him in the face without warning, and then grabbed his groin and bit his finger.
That sounds sexual.
Oh, he did the like that. Oh, you know.
Yeah, that sounds sexual.
Grab your dick, bite your finger.
You like that sometimes?
Give me your dick.
Deputies say the suspect left only to come back with a cleaver and threaten the manager.
Oh, so he didn't have it on him. He had to go get it. Okay.
Okay. When deputies arrived, they say they found him near another restaurant and that they tased him, but it appeared to have no effect. So he's like getting that.
Oh, yeah. When your adrenaline's going. So
he went and popped the trunk and then he was all amped up.
Yeah.
Yeah, that adrenaline goes, man, you don't feel shit.
Deputies say the suspect hit one of them in the head with a chair and punched another one in the chest. This motherfucker was on some shit, dude.
He's on some GTA shit.
Go fight the cops. This suspect identified
as vitamin win, you get to run away and you get off free.
You just got to hide in the bushes until they quit looking.
Yeah, you go hide behind a fence.
Suspect identified as 40-year-old. I'm going to butcher the shit out of this. I don't know how to say this because it starts with an X.
Oh. Do you just pronounce it like a Z?
So that's Zhu Chen?
Yep.
Zhu Chen of Shalimar is facing
I think that's right.
Charges that include aggravated assault, battery on law enforcement, and resisting without violence.
Okay.
As I'm reading this, like, I thought that this would be like Asian fucking slasher film because he's got cleavers and he's grabbing dicks and biting shit, dude. Like,
they do like knives, yeah.
And they at McDonald's. Ah,
like, it's just raging, fucking hitting cops with chairs and shit. Like, where did he even get the chair?
he's on some Jet Li shit.
Right.
Somebody pissed him off. He went and popped the trunk, pulled out his blade, and he's taking out everybody.
Maybe he just brings a chair with him everywhere in case he wants to sit down.
Yeah, just keeps it in the trunk in case he needs it.
Honestly, that's pretty smart.
You're going to start doing that?
I don't know about a blade though. Maybe something heavy. Like, you know what I've heard is the best thing to carry around in your car for like a personal protection thing is like one of those little 5-pound hand weights because really? They said you can beat the shit out of someone with, but you really probably won't kill them. And then you could just say, hey, I've been working out. You know, it was in my car because I work out a lot. So it's not a concealed weapon.
Right.
Not a knife.
It's not too heavy to where you have to like wield it. It's just heavy enough that it'll do some damage. You could swing.
Yeah. And
if you're
a small, if you're a woman, you know, get like one of those 2-pounders, you know.
I can carry 5 pounds.
She looked at you fucking.
You could clump the shit out of someone with a 2-pounder. Trust me. If you can beat the crap out of someone with a roll of quarters in your hand, a 2-pound weight is going to knock the shit out of someone.
I have one each hand, just so I'd say I'm close to 5 pounds.
So like those ones that go over your knuckles that you can run with, those would be great. Just pew, pew, pew.
I've never seen those.
Mm-hmm. I've heard of ankle weights, but not knuckle weights.
Knuckle weights. You jerk off with knuckle weights, dude. Imagine the fucking cardio you'd get from that.
Your forearms look like fucking Popeye. Maybe that's why his arms look like that.
Could be.
It wasn't the spinach.
I've been working out, fool.
Well, for this next one, we are back to Largo. Largo was busy last week. Florida woman battered her boyfriend who refused to perform sex acts.
Oh, man.
Now, I don't know what... I'm always down. I'm down too much. So when is the dude withholding? I don't understand.
Yeah, I don't understand either.
Like, I can't even withhold the punish. You know, like, I'll be like, no, you don't get none. And then I'm like, yeah, fuck that.
Dude, that works on literally no wives ever, dude.
Yeah, like, all right,
because
whatever.
They can go for as long as they want without it. That's the problem.
They
don't, like,
they
don't get none
us.
Of this dick then. And they're like, well, great, because that clears up my week.
Cool. Stop. Get the fuck off me. Stop bothering me.
We don't have a sack full of poison hanging off our bottoms either.
That's true.
You gotta get that poison out.
No, maybe she just had a stinky crotch or something. He was like, not this time, you know. Like,
I'm sorry, last
time it was like rotten tomatoes or something. Not this time. I just want to skip it.
If I was a dude and I was dating a bitch and she had a stinky pussy, that would be it for me. Like, I wouldn't even say, oh, maybe she's having a bad day. I'd be like,
deal breaker.
Get the fuck out.
Yeah, deal breaker.
Your pH is off. You need to get out. Fix that shit and then come back.
You need to eat some yogurt, bitch.
Right. No, thank you.
Come on, strong enough for a man, but pH balance for a woman, bitch.
Oh, that's sad. That's just sad.
No,
we turn that down. Come on.
Because sometimes, you know, women do have bad days, but I'm just like, no, you don't want to go down there, you know. But it's like,
well, for sure, didn't take a shower that day or something. Right. Like, although, like, I'm really morning. Bad though, because I'm like, if you go work out or something and come home, I'm like, hey.
Yeah, he doesn't care. I care.
No, I don't give one fuck. I don't give one fuck.
Yeah, me too.
I didn't take a shower. I wore jeans all day.
You didn't get to take a shower. Well, let me bathe you.
Okay, well, it says a Florida woman was arrested on Sunday morning after allegedly battering her 69-year-old boyfriend after he refused to perform oral sex on her.
Wow.
But I will give it a 69.
Well, maybe.
Man, like, dude.
He's afraid his dentures will fall out or something.
Oh, maybe.
You know, like, hey, I gotta get my Fixodent, it ain't worth it.
Hey, listen, I hope at 70 I'm still fucking smacking snatch, dude.
All
right. Right? I mean,
I'm dead.
Fucking good Rest for good for that.
Out of there. I'm good to go.
Good for that dude to even be in the mix. He's even in the fucking game, dude. Good for him, man.
I don't know. I hear about old people fucking all the time. Like, STDs get spread around in old folks' home like what? Crazy.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Because, I mean, like, what else? At that point, you know, like, you're in the fourth quarter of life, dude. Like, who cares?
Yeah, you're not going
to
have kids or something.
Fuck off. Yeah, who cares? Pinellas County Sheriff's Department was called to a home in Largo, just west of Tampa, around 3 a.m. on Sunday following a disturbance between Ketanya Jordan, 46, and her longtime boyfriend. 46 and 69. Holy shit.
Sugar daddy.
Pulled in a young one.
Long time, they said. Long time. Wow. That's weird. I got questions about that one. If she's 46, long time, when the fuck did you hook up with this old man?
She was a babysitter.
Oof. The big brain on this one. The victim claimed that the two had been arguing about Jordan smoking crack when she began yelling at him.
Well, here's your problem.
That'll do it.
They were arguing because she was smoking crack, so she began yelling at him and demanding that he perform oral sex. They're in the middle of an argument about her smoking crack, and she's like, eat that pussy!
She's on crack.
Getting into it too
crack
much.
Makes her horny.
Crack muscles. Hell yeah, dude. When he refused, she began hitting and scratching him, giving him several small lacerations which appeared to have been caused by fingernails. Pinellas County investigators spoke to witness who corroborated the victim. Hold on. How the fuck is there a witness? She's trying to smoke crack and get her pussy ate. Yeah, dude. She's trying to smoke crack and get her pussy ate, and there's a witness to corroborate the story?
Maybe there's a mutual friend in the room or something, you know, that was also smoking crack.
They're probably in a crack house. They're probably smoking crack,
again with the big facts. Dutch, jeez, man.
You don't smoke crack by yourself. You have to have a group
that
of
people. Bitch, every time she smokes crack, she's trying to get people to eat her pussy.
Somebody's going to eat it. If it's going to be you, is it going to be you?
Somebody better Somebody's eat it in eat here. This Look, pussy. There's four of you. Somebody better eat this pussy now.
Just lay down and stick your tongue out and I'll do the work. Just somebody needs to do it.
I'll sit on your face while I hit the crack pipe. I don't care.
I don't really know that it works that way. What do you just sit down and I'll do the work?
Because you can, like, you know.
I don't know that it works like that.
I'll give it a try at least.
Oh, well, I mean, yeah, you got to give it a try. Jordan fled the house before police arrived and was found after a short search with the help of a canine unit. She was apprehended, did not deny doing anything, but claimed her boyfriend had choked her and she acted in self-defense.
By screaming, eat my pussy? Okay.
Dude, ain't no fucking...
choked her? Come on.
If he did, she was into it. I'm just saying that.
Maybe.
He can't choke her while she's trying to smoke. Then she can't smoke.
Can you choke her while you're eating her pussy? That's interesting.
Maybe if you're sitting up.
If you've got long limbs.
Yeah, maybe you got long arms.
If she's sitting on your face, you can reach.
With your feet.
No, if she's sitting on your face, you can. That's possible. You can reach.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
She's on your face.
It's possible.
Sounds good. Whatever.
We're like, huh, let's see.
I got one more.
Yeah, a lot of Florida stories.
This is the last one. We're in Bushnell, where a Florida man was...
full moon?
What's that? Yeah,
actually, it was a full moon recently.
It doesn't matter.
So this last bitch is like, eat my pussy, now we're in Bushnell?
Yeah, she should have lived in Bushnell.
Yeah. Bushmill. That was the first bitch.
Florida man. Florida, excuse me, not Florida man, Florida men.
Oh, all right.
Busted an illegal $1 million flying squirrel trafficking ring.
Wow.
What?
Have you ever heard of such a thing? Have you ever heard of such a thing?
I almost brought home a flying squirrel.
When?
Yeah, I almost bought one of those back in the day. No, my first wife was really into exotic animals. So we had all kinds of weird shit. We had daegus and
what the fuck is a daegu?
Is it like a lemur?
It's a
lizard?
It's a little South American rodent.
Oh, okay.
They're a little bit like rat, like a mix between a rat and a hamster. They have hexagonal teeth and they chew through everything. You could put a board in there and they will chew a hole through the board in like 2 hours.
Crazy.
They're crazy. What the fuck? They don't have them up here anymore because they would get loose and they would breed and they didn't want them to become a pest. So they stopped letting people bring them up.
Nice. Oh, see, that doesn't happen here.
I almost had the sugar gliders and all that stuff too.
Yeah, our entire ecosystem down here is invasive species that were used to be pets.
No, pythons. Lots of pythons down there in Florida.
They keep breaking the records, dude. They caught the record. It was 17 and a half. Oh, we broke the record. It's 18. Oh, we broke the record. It's 18 and a half. Like, Jesus Christ, oh, man. Dude.
How'd you like to walk across that in the woods?
Fuck that.
I was at my old job, and somebody had found one in the building, and they thought it was a sugar glider. So I was going to take it home because I thought it was a sugar glider. And I'm like, that's not a sugar glider. And then somebody took it to a rescue. So I almost had a flying squirrel. He would kill
people like exotic animals. Everybody wants to have a different animal than what everyone else has. That's the problem.
But we have the reptile show that comes down every year. So they have all those. But they also sell like lemurs and skunks and sugar gliders and stuff like that too. And so when we went to the pumpkin festival last weekend, there was like a little monkey. He was real tiny. He was like a little spider monkey.
Chinchillas?
No, it was a monkey.
Oh, dude. We had back in the day. Chinchillas. Yeah, back in the day when we were kids in my first apartment, I had this guy. He was the guy that lived on my couch. And he was friends with a lot of people, you know, like typically related to drugs. And there was this one guy. There was this one guy that used to come to the apartment, and he was like a trust fund kid. Like he didn't work and he didn't go to school. He just had money all the time.
He had a dumpster fall on him.
He had a dumpster fall on him, and he sued the state or the city of New York. So he got like this big settlement and shit. And he because of being, you know, having this fucking money, he always had fucking weed and drugs and shit. So he would be at the place, and he just bought a chinchilla. Like, just because, like, he was like, fuck it, I'm just going to buy a chinchilla, but then couldn't take it to his house. So he's like, well, fuck it, I'll just leave it there because, you know, it's a free for all there. So her and I are sleeping, and in the middle of the night, this thing's just loose. It ain't even in a cage, dude. And I don't know about it because when we started dating, I was spending a lot of time at her place and back and forth and shit. And we just happened to be there. We're asleep. And that thing got stuck behind our dresser in the wall. So it's like this, like, and it can't move. It was like trying to climb up and just started screaming. And I hope to God, I hope to God I never hear that sound again, dude.
I wonder if you Google chinchilla scream if you could play it.
You've never heard terror until it's 3 a.m. and you get woke up out of a dead sleep to a chinchilla screaming in your bedroom, dude.
Wild. Yeah, that's like those daegu screams were kind of wild like that. They sounded like aliens. They'd go like, wee 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 and stuff like all night. And when one of them died, God, for like 3 days, the other one cried and moaned, and then it died. Oh, I was like, God, we were like just so attached to each other.
I'm gonna play this video. I'm gonna see if it sounds like what I think it sounds like.
Something like aliens.
Look at the thing; looks like an alien. It's like a rabbit mouse.
Speaking of aliens, I saw a UFO when I was at the coast last. That was pretty cool.
That was on my list to talk to you about, actually.
Yeah. I mean, it's a short story. It was just, I looked up, I was out.
That was the worst video ever.
It was like midnight. I was sitting on the coast. It was the kids had finally gone to bed. It was the only time that I'd gotten that was peaceful, like on a whole vacation. And I went out, smoked a bowl, and watched the waves. And I looked up and saw the moon through the clouds. And I was like, that's really pretty. And I looked at a couple other things. And I looked back up, and the moon wasn't there.
Oh.
And I was like, well, how does that happen? The moon doesn't move that fast in the sky. And then I look way, way over, and the moon was way, way over to my other side.
That's
so I was just like, Okay.
You lost time, dude. You were abducted.
No. That was like that video that we played. Remember that we played with Ben last episode where the moon and the UFO were in the same sky and they thought.
Oh, yeah. They thought it was the moon. Yeah. But the moon was over there.
I think that they base out in the ocean because there's so much of the ocean that we haven't explored. And if they can take ships across galaxies and stuff, then they can go down under the water in our ocean just as easy.
They probably do the same thing in the same ship.
Well, shit. Shout out to the newest creatures that we just dropped because, I mean, like, we're talking about fucking
they're cruising around. They look like people just see it and think it's the moon. They're checking everybody out. Sure. And they just disappear and go back.
Shit. We're talking about all the shit frozen in Antarctica, dude. There's aliens and all kinds of shit. So, yeah, I'm with it. I've never seen anything myself personally. I hope for it. I wish for it. I ask them. I sit in my mind's eye. I say, come fucking see me. Just come fucking see me. I just want to know.
Three quarters of the time, if I see something, I just go, oh, that was just a airplane or something. That was just some reflection off of something. I always try to explain it away. But seeing the moon and then not seeing the moon was kind of, it took me aback for a second.
Dude, I tell you what, when we moved here, it's a different kind of night sky than in Chicago because there's a lot more light pollution and we get to see a lot more down here. And it was the first time I ever saw satellites.
Yeah.
And like that, if you don't know what a satellite looks like, you'll think it's a UFO because they're cruising real fast. And I'm like, holy shit, what the fuck is that? And my buddy at the time, he was like, oh, that's just a satellite, dude. Like, damn, you can see them with your eye?
Yeah. I like it. Every once in a while, we can see the International Space Station go overhead. So I always try and go out and look when that goes over. It's kind of neat.
Telescope that we've never used.
Shoot slowly across the sky. It's neat.
We'll have to try and look for that because we got a good setup in our backyard now where we got a good.
You can look online and it'll tell you when it comes over where you're at.
We'll have to check that out. But the flying squirrels.
Oh yes.
Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission concluded a 19-month investigation yesterday into a flying squirrel trafficking ring operating out of the state.
Yep.
I've got so many questions for this. One, how is this $1 million operation? Two, how much
are they selling these squirrels for?
What, a 19-month investigation? Like, they're going deep cover on some fucking flying squirrels, dude. Like, holy shit.
I guess they're taking them out of the wildlife and then trying to sell them because it says they caught 36,000?
Yeah, flying squirrels are protected in Florida, which I didn't even know they were wild here, but they're protected species in Florida. So what these seven men were doing was illegal. Apparently, these men would catch the squirrels in rural Florida, sell them to dealers in Florida as well as Georgia, who would turn them into buyers in South Korea. Oh, there it is. They're eating them sons of bitches.
They're sending them to foreign countries. Dude, that's 21. Not good.
I'm gonna be. I have to be a little bit racist right there because why else are they selling them to Korea, dude? They're fucking eating them little things. They gotta be, right? They fucking gotta be. Why else went to Korea?
Now, if you're paying $1,000 for your flying squirrel, you're not eating it.
Well, yeah,
it's gonna have a little perch up in the corner of the room. It's gonna fly back and forth from perch to perch. Korea buys them in bulk.
Well, maybe it's a delicacy thing like shark fin soup, dude. I mean, like,
or they're maybe. Drying them out to make medicines out of them.
Don't really have a lot of meat on them, honestly, though. I mean, when you cut a squirrel up and cut it down to the meat, there's very little, a few big bites.
Like on the black market and stuff, they want bear livers and kidneys and stuff because they dry them out and then they put them in teas and stuff.
I was gonna say, she might be onto something, it might be like a sexual prowess type thing, you know, like a rhino thing.
Well, have sexual prowess of flying squirrel. You fly across the room and land in vagina.
Like if they cut off your little tiny dicks and they make you like swallow them whole or something.
I would hope not.
Everybody hopes that, but I mean, you're making dreams out of size.
But there are still people drinking rhino horn stuff, you know, just to get a boner. So
I want to look 10 years younger. I will do whatever they tell me.
I'm fucking listen, dude.
Not me personally. I'm just saying.
I fucking try. Wait, hold on. I missed. You said to look younger.
Yeah, because like these old bitches, like in the that can afford it, like the really expensive shit, they're like, oh, if you eat flying squirrel baby dicks, then you're gonna look 10 years younger.
I got you. So it like shaves the years off.
Right, they'll do whatever it takes to look younger.
So you're on that penis facial shit.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, okay. You're on like Gwyneth Paltrow and like them fucking fetus cells all over your face.
That stuff. Gwyneth Paltrow, she is the biggest fucking
whatever you know you got her vagina candle. Oh, you smell her vagina candle.
Jason Lambert got the vagina candle.
Is the epitome of those guys that used to go around with a cart full of different elixirs and stuff and just be like, I've got everything that cures you. Put this rock in your vagina. You'll have fresh, clean skin for the rest of your life, you know.
Put this rock in your vagina.
It slowly dissolves.
Oh my god.
That's all Gwyneth Paltrow is. It's just this hippy dippy crystal fucking.
She's got a store. Her brand is called Goop.
It's a terrible brand name.
Exactly.
She'd be liking that Goop.
I imagine that Goop is what's on that jade egg after she pulls it out of her badge, you know?
Well, you know what? I'm slightly woo woo hippy dippy, okay? So I'm gonna back off of Gwyneth a little bit. No, I'm not getting no Goop. I'm just saying I'm hippy dippy a little bit.
All right. I would be more for Gwyneth if not for the fact that she sells everything for like $1,000.
Yeah, that's because dumbasses buy it.
If you really want to help people, then sell it for a reasonable price.
She's trying to help nobody, dude.
No, dude, you're not trying to.
You're just trying to get rich people to buy jade eggs to stick in their coochie.
That's all you're doing. And that's why she can sell it, because dumbasses will fucking buy it.
Dude, yeah.
Both times you said jade eggs, I thought you said jade date. I said that bitch ain't all jade eggs.
No, that what he's talking about is for real.
They were real jade eggs that you put in your vagina.
Yeah. And it's supposed to do what? It's got healing properties?
I don't know, but they sold out.
Well, maybe it's like Kegel exercises or something.
That's kind of funny because speaking of me being super hippy dippy, I follow a lot of hippy dippy pages on Instagram, and there was one of them that normally post this like inspirational type shit about like consciousness and like fucking all this stuff about manifestations and this and that. And I usually like it, you know, and I keep scrolling. But then they had an ad. They were sponsored by this company, and it was a dildo made out of some sort of fucking crystal and shit. And they were like,
I forget what the rock even was. Chakras.
Exactly, dude. Yep. It was like realign yourself.
See, and you didn't believe me when I told you crystals were real.
Well, and I still kind of don't.
They're real, dude. They're just like geodes, man. They got powers.
Don't be talking to me about geodes. Who the fuck do you think you are? I want a goddamn Saturday night talking to me about fucking geodes.
That's just real.
She's like going down on it and like rubbing the crystal on the base of your dick and stuff.
Dude, you know? The chakras, bitch.
Hey, if it's going to get her rubbing anything on the base of my dick, I'll be all about it, okay? So go get your fucking geodes and we're going to have a party, goddammit.
You know, they lay a crystal on your balls. They lay a crystal on your stomach.
That's why I would go back to Casadega, man. They do all that crystal shit.
Well, I've never even been there. You've been there. I still want to go. We got this town that's completely run by gypsies, and she loves it. Like psychics.
They have a Frank Sinatra.
Psychics, gypsies, whatever. Same shit.
They have like the Reiki stuff. Reiki is another one of those ones that, like, every time anybody says that they're a Reiki master, I'm like, so you're a master of, like, putting your hands over stuff and not touching it and pretending like you're doing something?
They're taking all the bad energy. Mr. Energy goes somewhere. There's bad energy and good energy. They're taking the bad.
I don't know. It's weird. They're like,
no, it's totally weird.
Energy. Woo, woo, woo. It's gone.
But they have in the hotel that you go to see the psychics, they have a Frank Sinatra restaurant. So it's good shit.
Nice. See, that's good.
I've heard some Reiki people on, I listened to Tinfoil Hat, and Sam has a lot of people on from a lot of different backgrounds.
Yeah.
I still couldn't even tell you what the fuck Reiki meant, dude. Like, I kind of just zone out.
Yeah, it's really silly looking. If you watch someone do it, it's kind of silly looking. It just kind of looks like they're like pulling the spirit out of you or something. Mm-hmm. Like they're pulling your spirit out and stretching it or something.
They also, like, if for some reason you have an attachment, like if it's like one of your shadow people had an attachment to you, they would break the strings from the attachment.
Yeah.
I've heard you get rid of the demons
that attach themselves to you. Yeah. Shit. I need to know some people that do Reiki.
You need a Reiki master.
Your girl on the Dead Files is always saying that shit, dude.
I did a cleaning for a lady that said she did it on her cat. Whenever a cat was being a jerk, she said she'd do Reiki on him and it would calm him down, and then he didn't want her to do that again, so he would be good.
Well, cats are evil anyway, so.
Cats, yes. Cats are, there's something to them. I mean, the Egyptians knew. The Egyptians knew exactly what the fuck they were, dude. And you saw Captain Marvel, and they put that shit in the movies, dude. There's something about cats. Uh-oh. I think we lost him again. There he is.
Boy, it dropped us completely that time.
That's all right.
Sorry that they interrupted your flow there, man.
Boy, I was just ranting about cats. I mean,
cats and Egyptians. Although the weird thing is that I'm more of a cat person still than a dog person. Always have been.
I was a dog person until we got one. Now I don't think I'm either.
I feel like distrustful of dogs. Like, dogs look at me weird and they make me feel like they're sizing me up.
They are,
yeah.
You
can see inside of you to like the person you are at your core.
No, and like,
I
feel assholes.
Like maybe I like hurt my dogs back in the day or something, and they're like, this guy, he fucking hurt dogs back in the day, you know, or something. Because they always size me up.
That's cats. Cats know what's going on, like at a higher level. Like,
absolutely.
They are, we used to have two cats, and both of them bitches always were looking down their nose at me, man. Like, you ain't better than me, not bitch. Really. I clean your fucking shit box.
Yeah, that makes like them the, better than
I
you.
Oh, fuck, it does.
Yes, it does.
I like the cat that's just totally dumb and in love with you, and there's like, you can do no harm. You can just like throw them off your lap and they jump back up and they're like, I love you so much.
Have you ever watched that show?
That's my kind of cat. I love those bingo cats.
Have you seen that show, My Cat from Hell?
Oh, that sounds like a dumper. That sounds like a dumper and a half.
It's so weird though, because
you want some cat stuff? Because I got some cat media. I got some cat media if you got time.
What kind of
YouTube?
Do it.
All right. Look up Garrett Nolan, G-A-R-R-E-T, Nolan. About three or four videos down, you'll see a video called Belts Out High Notes Part 2, and it'll be a hunk singing high notes, TikTok compilation number 2. You need to check that out. If you've never heard of this guy, it's intense.
TikTok compilation part 2? I see part
1. Yeah, part 2. Well, you could probably play part 1. It's all kind of the same. They're all TikTok shorts, so they're like all 10 seconds long or so. But this hunk of a man, he sings songs with his cat.
And the cat hates it. Oh!
And the cat tears the shit out of him.
Looking at him,
but
bad,
what's
dude.
Great is occasionally.
Oh my god!
When he sings,
look at that face they make, dude.
It hypnotizes the cat.
Yeah, she don't like that shit. That's mind control, that's, dude.
That's like Ivan yellow, the cat.
Yeah. Oh my god, biting the shit out
Why
of him.
Why do you keep that cat? There's the part 2 right there.
This one?
Yeah, click on it.
I am not food. May you feel the love tonight.
Oh my god, dude.
Throw that cat out the door.
What the fuck? Oh my god, it's fucking him up.
Oh, it tears him up.
I must confess that I still believe. No.
Isn't that fantastic?
He can't sing very good. When I throw it
back. The cat is the devil. Oh my god.
He looks like the yellow-eyed demon in Supernatural.
Dude, just hissing at him when it's not biting him. Oh my god, dude.
He's looking at the camera like, y'all hearing this shit?
Oh, come on, Ivan. You really aren't that mean.
What the fuck, dude?
Isn't that awesome?
That's sick, dude. Fuck a cat, man. Never again. But I said that about dogs, too.
That last one almost sounded like a Bobby Light riff, didn't it?
Yeah, it did have Bobby Light soul. Or Bobby Moore, rather.
Bobby Blight. Yeah. See, two Bobbies confuses
Bobby
you.
Bobby Dark.
Throws you off.
Oh, you think... See, I said that to someone recently. Adam's dad's Bobby Heavy. And Bobby Light is Bobby Light. You think it's about his complexion? That's about his weight, motherfucker.
I thought they were differentiating between Bobby Moore and Bobby Moore.
I guess it does depend on whoever you're contrasting at the time.
Because I didn't know they called Adam's dad Bobby Heavy, or else it made sense. But now I know. Okay. I thought it was light skinned, and they were telling.
Knowing is half the battle.
Interesting. Now I know.
Bobby Dark and Bobby Light. Yeah. That's right.
Barbie the Dark Knight?
Well, Jay, before we let you go, I'm gonna steal a page from the Hood Diner, and I'm gonna ask you the desert island question because you're the media guy, and I'm gonna spin it because I don't give a fuck what food you want because that's got nothing to do with media. So I'm gonna
ask you. Why I'm too scared to go on Delvin's show because I know he hits you with these questions. Oh, and I'm like,
the five questions, five answers, five to get you going, right. Get the ball rolling. Yeah, dude, fucking Delvin, he's got it down. Desert Island, what's your go-to movie, TV show, music, and podcast?
God, only one. Podcast, Joe Rogan Experience. At least have 1,000 some odd to listen to.
It'll keep me entertained for years. Yep, and very diversified. You can listen to stupid shit like comedians. You could listen to brain people. Yeah, no, I get it.
Science.
Oh, yeah. I've picked up so many health tips and stuff over the years. Like, God, just so much worthless knowledge in my case.
I was have you ever implemented it?
Same here.
You know, when I do actually strap it down and go to lose weight and stuff, like, I know all the tips and stuff, so that's cool.
Speaking of which, let's knife in right there.
Let's go movie. It's got to be a classic movie that I really, 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 really love.
Do you have like an all-time favorite movie? Like this is the one?
God, that's a rough one. I'm going to say, and I've got it's a toss-up between Labyrinth and The Princess Bride.
What?
Yeah, I'd say... I think I'm going to go with The Princess Bride because that's the perfect movie. There's no greater movie than The Princess Bride. That movie was made perfectly. It's got the best stars in it. Labyrinth, where I would get tired of the music after a while, it's just one of those movies that from start to finish is such a great movie.
I've never seen that fucking movie.
Yes, you did too. I made you watch it. Dude.
The Princess Bride is incredible.
I made her watch both of them. I made her watch Labyrinth.
Andre the Giant. Oh, man.
I made her watch Labyrinth and I made her watch Princess Bride because she had never seen them as a child, which I thought was fucking, I should call your parents into child abuse now.
It haunts me.
Yeah, you should have seen that. That's a staple. That's like not seeing Little Shop of Horrors or something.
I've seen it. As a kid, though, you could skate by with that. But like Labyrinth, man, like we all saw that shit. Fucking Princess Bride, we all saw that shit. Fred Savage was on top of the fucking world, dude. I'm telling you.
That soundtrack is great.
I tried to play Labyrinth for our kids, and they weren't into it. Like, they just... It doesn't hold up for them, I guess. And it was
I used to CG and shit, not Muppets.
Well, and it was the part where they were in a swamp and they were taking their heads off and like fucking bouncing their heads like basketballs and shit. And she was like, "What are we looking at?"
The worst scene in the whole movie, right there. If I had editing control over Labyrinth, I would have cut that whole fucking fun dance part out. That part was garbage. The whole rest of the movie is fantastic, but that fun dance part is so stupid.
The worst movie that I've ever seen was that Wizard of Oz movie with those roller dudes.
No, Return to Oz is good as fuck, dude. Yes, Return to Oz is good as fuck, dude.
Those fucking balling ass 40-year-old goddamn hell yeah, dude.
The problem was that they tried to put like 3 or 4 books into one movie.
Exactly.
And so it ended up so convoluted that it didn't follow a real good plot progression.
Dude, it was creepy as fuck, dude. I remember being 9 years old watching it when it came out.
With the switchable heads and stuff.
Dude. No, but we watched it recently when Disney Plus came back out. We put it on and because she had never seen it. And right in the beginning, those dudes with the rollerblade hands came up and she's like, "Who are these 40-year-old fucking Duran Duran looking motherfuckers on rollerblades and shit, dude? They're balding. Like, they look like child molesters and they're like, hey, little girl."
Well, and even like TikTok and stuff, it's like, "I am your protector. Oh, I've run out. Sorry." It's like, you're not a very good protector.
That was the worst. I'll never watch that.
That movie's good as fuck. Fuck off. That movie's good as fuck.
For music on my island, do I at least get to bring like the full library of an artist?
I'll give you that. I'm not a stickler, dude. Who am I, man?
All right. So full library of an artist.
Yeah, don't pick an album. Pick a band. Pick an artist.
Man, that's such a rough one. Like, I can imagine that just about anybody that you pick after a couple of years, you'd be like, "I'm just so fucking sick of it."
You say that, but I've been listening to like the same shit for 30 fucking years.
Yeah, but it's all different bands. It's not the same band.
True. You gotta have that diversity when it comes to music.
That's true.
Maybe pick a DJ because they're like in all kinds of music.
Okay, there we go. Like something like 21 Pilots or something where every song is different.
No.
They have a song called Ode to Sleep that's three different songs in one song. And they do the first song, then they do the second song, then they do the third song, then they go back to the first song, they do the second one again, and they end it with the third one. And I'm like, that's incredible. I know Glenn said he doesn't like 21 Pilots, but I like 21 Pilots. I think they got some cool stuff.
I'd probably pick the Beatles.
Yeah, the Beatles is one of those ones that's... I'm going to say Pink Floyd. Pink Floyd. I could jam out on an island with Pink Floyd.
If I wanted to listen
to the old quirky stuff, I could listen to the old quirky stuff. If I wanted to listen to the newer, just smooth, rocky stuff, I could. It's got a little...
Because they're multi-generational. Like, that's why I would say the Beatles, just because they're multi-generational. So you have the Happy You Want to Hold My Hand, then you got the 60s, the 70s, the 80s. So it's just a different type of music.
Yeah, you got
your
psychedelic phase Beatles, looking through the glass and stuff.
And shit.
So like you could even go a little woo woo with like the White Album and stuff.
Yeah, there was a big conspiracy theory on the one album. Like there was like Yoko Ono on there or something, and you can like see like how she murdered John Lennon or whatever. There's a big conspiracy theory about the Beatles.
I don't know.
I think the biggest conspiracy theory is why people like them so much.
What is that guy? Mark David Chapman's the guy that shot John Lennon.
Oh, that's right. But they thought it was her fault that the band was like it was or whatever. She definitely didn't help.
She caused a lot of friction. Mm-hmm. And like, I remember I saw a meme with Yoko Ono a while back, and it was her and John naked from like the backside. And they were like, can you believe that a girl with no ass was able to break up the Beatles?
I saw that.
That's funny. What was the last thing? Pink Floyd, what was the last thing? TV show, movie?
Was it a TV show? Yeah.
Let's see. Let's go with, I've got to pick one with a lot of episodes.
Mine would be Supernatural.
Gosh, yeah, I still haven't caught up on that. I'm only at like season 11 on that. I can't believe they still keep putting out seasons.
You and me both, brother.
What else do you have to cover?
They just finished filming the last one.
How much further can you go?
I'm rewatching it because they just finished filming the last season, the final one. So I'm rewatching it, all 23 seasons or whatever.
I've never watched it at all. She's watched every season of that alone.
It's pretty good for a CW show. It's pretty good. Yeah. It's got some good stuff in it, and pretty decent special effects and stuff. Good enough that you don't go, that was really corny.
Right. Like, I used to watch Grimm on TV, and that one had really corny effects. So that was on the Book of Grimm, which is like
I've got a friend of mine that's been in several of the episodes as an extra.
No way.
Yeah, they filmed it up here in Portland.
Oh, that's cool. But I mean, some of their stuff was corny, but I still like to watch it.
Yeah, some of it was just a bit too corny for me.
But I've watched Supernatural so much that sometimes I have dreams that I'm with Sam and Dean.
You're the third member of their squad. Is that what you're saying?
You're like teaching your kids like Sam and Dean's dad. You're like, throw salt on it when you're done. Throw salt. Make sure, you know. Don't break the circle, kids. Don't break it.
Dude, you joke, but when we were having issues at our house and we thought it was haunted and the thing was fucking with the kids, she filled up a salt spray bottle and was making him say, "This is my room. You're not welcome," and sprayed a fucking bottle around. I'm like, if we didn't move out of there, it probably would have got worse because she was probably pissing off whatever the fuck it was there.
It's like, sitting there growling at you in the corner.
You're watching the WB and all of a sudden you're an expert in my world, huh, bitch? Raw.
Yeah, you think so? You think a little salt water going to stop me? Yeah. I'm going to hold you down tonight after you go to sleep. Oh, Get ready.
Oh, man. Did you pick a show? What show did you pick?
No, I hadn't picked a show. Damn it. I'm going to go with One Piece because I'm working on One Piece right now.
That's a loophole.
It's got like 1,000 episodes.
That's a loophole, so motherfucker, dude.
I can watch that shit forever. Hey, I'm at episode 200 and I'm barely breaking into the series.
Adam recommended that to me, and I have this thing. Like, I like anime. I like old anime. Like, when I was in high school, like Ninja Scroll, fucking, you know,
Fist of the North Star.
All that old shit like that. Those were my jams. Like, I even like this one. Dude, there was this one. It was called Record.
You ever watch MacGyver or the Guyver? That's it.
I remember, like, I remember the Ranma one that, like, you do your other podcast on. I remember seeing it, like, around when I was in the mix. It just, for whatever reason, it didn't fucking.
Yeah, they had several OAV movies that were really good too.
But, like, I still have, but she bought me box sets of those. Like, there's this one, it's called Record of Lotus War. It's basically like watching an RPG.
That was a big one.
Dude, she bought me the box set our first Christmas together. Like, that was.
And it was expensive too. And I worked at fucking PetSmart. I saved for that shit.
Yeah. It's like a 9-disc fucking thing, dude. I still got that. I'll never get rid of that.
It's a VHS.
It's discs.
I just watch on Crunchyroll and get butt fucked by commercials all day long. Yeah,
Here's the thing, and you're probably, if you're a purist, you're probably going to rake me over to Kohl's for this. But like I told Adam, I'm like, I won't put the fucking subtitles on. I'm not going to read the goddamn thing. I'm half retarded anyway. Okay, if I have to read, I'm not going to see what's going on. I need it in a fucking dub. And he's like, no, if you put it in a dub, you watch
so much anime with just the subtitles that you actually start. Learning some of the language.
He told me that, dude.
Yeah, and then after a little bit, like, I'll be watching One Piece with the subtitles on because I'm a purist. I don't watch that dubbed bullshit. But anyway, yeah, I'll be watching and, like, I'll turn away, but I'll hear them talking and I'll know what they're saying still. Like, I don't know any of the words hardly, but I know what they're saying because I've listened to so many people talking in Japanese.
That's fucked up.
So, like, I can tell if they're, like, you know, calling someone an idiot or you know, proclaiming about something, you know, like, oh, yeah, he called him an idiot. And, yeah. Well,
that's what he was, because he's trying to get me into Dragon Ball, too. And I've started watching a little bit of that. And he was like, dude, if you watch it with the dub, you don't get the full effect because, like, this motherfucker is like a dirty old man and he's saying dirty old man shit, but they dub it to not sound as bad. I'm like, I guess, man. Like, I'm just not trying to read. Fuck it. But
yeah, some of the Ranma ones were okay with the dubbing because, and like, and also the Miyazaki stuff.
Yeah, because
it's all dubbed by like big stars over here and stuff. It's really good audio quality. But a lot of the dubbed is just really bad. Just someone that knows nothing about the show trying to act out the show.
If I don't got to read, fuck it, dude. I'm taking it.
There you go. But One Piece would keep me busy on my island for a long time.
Yeah,
you know what? It's still going. Like, One Piece is still going. There's like 23 seasons or something of it.
Simpsons.
And it's still going. They're still putting out new episodes. What I like about it so much is that I like shows that are super into like justice and doing the right thing and friendship and family and stuff. And that's One Piece. Like, Luffy will kick anyone's ass as long as they're not, you know, as they're unjust or, you know, they're taking over a group of people or they're, you know, just in general assholes. Those are the people in the show that get wiped out. So the whole time you're just like, this guy's an asshole. He's totally going to get it. And then you think, oh, maybe he might win. He might win against him. And then nope, he pulls some shit out and they get their asses kicked. And you're like, yes.
And it's pirates, right?
Yeah, pirates.
So, I mean, pirates.
But it's not all like in a ship on the sea. No, go, you guys. I'll be out in just a second. I'll be out in a sec. I love you. I'll see you in a minute.
I know we're getting long.
We're getting restless.
Yeah, we wrap it up here because ours have been strangely quiet because of our deal. So I'm anxious to see what it looks like out
broken?
There.
Yeah, so to sell you on One Piece, yeah, they're all pirates, but like it starts out with Luffy and he ate the gum devil fruit and it makes him into a rubber man so he can stretch his body in any way he needs to. He can punch you from like 100 feet away. It does like a gum gum bazooka and he like, you know, shoots his fist at you and punches you from 100 feet away. But dude, he can also do like one where like bread. he pulls like, you know, 100 fists at you at the same time. Just
that's one thing I never understood about like out. I never understood that.
And then he starts out, he's like, I'm going to be the king of the pirates and find the one piece. And, you know, that's what makes you the king of the pirates, basically. It's on the Grand Line, which is this super dangerous part of the ocean that only the best can sail on. And that's where they're setting out to. But he had to find, he finds all of his crew along the way. So, like, he finds his navigator, and he finds, like, his cook, and every single one of them, it's like an adventure to like, save them from a situation where they are trying to do the right thing, but they can't. But then when Luffy comes around, he helps them do the right thing, and then they join up and become family, and it's all about brotherhood and justice and helping people that need it and stuff. So they're like pirates, but they're good pirates. They're pirates for good. But they'll rob your loot too if if they save you, you know, you can always pay them.
Dude, it looks like something I'd be into. I'm just not gonna read it, man. I'm not gonna read my shows.
It's pretty fun. You can watch Crunchyroll's got all the dubbed too.
Do they?
So you can watch them dubbed as well.
I might try it.
The thing that Adam complains about is I think it's the same voice that does Luffy is the voice that does Goku on Dragon Ball. And so that pisses him off because he's like, that's Goku. That's not Luffy.
Jason, everything pisses Adam off. That's so, I mean, true. If it's not that, it's pretty something much. Else.
He's an angry little man.
That's my guy.
They got to make money.
That's my guy.
The little girl in the blind manor that we watched is voice of Peppa Pig.
Oh yeah, yep. I didn't say that when we were talking about it. That was kind of creepy because we've all seen that, you know, with our, if you're a dad, you know, you've seen
that scene. And Jamie's like, you recognize that voice? And I'm like, oh yeah, that's Peppa Pig. You know, there's another cartoon that has all the voice actors from Peppa Pig too. And it's like, they're elves. In this like magic kingdom.
Oh, shit.
And like every time I hear the kids watching it, I turn around and I'm like, that's not Peppa Pig. And it throws me off.
Yeah, that's great. Well, like you said, they got to work.
Yeah, you recognize those voices after a while, especially some of them. Just some of those voices get stuck in your head and like they can't come from anyone else. You know who that is.
Right.
When they're a character.
Yeah.
Jay, man, it's been fun, man, but I know your kids are getting restless. Mine are quiet, and I'm kind of anxious to see what they did out there. So why don't you tell people where they can find you and check out your show?
All right. One thing I want to bring up real quick is that in 3 days, the weigh-in starts for the Slimmer Circle round 2.
I tried to give you a segue on that, but I don't know if you heard me. I tried to throw the baldy on that one.
No, I didn't catch it. But yeah, 3 days it starts. There's only a couple of us signed up right now, but like I'll go up against Kevmo from Karaoke Big E, and we'll take it out on against each other, and one of us go win $40, you know, or something. Even if nobody else signs up, I'm still losing weight over this whole thing.
Right, that was our thing.
But I've got a few people that are interested, and I'm just like, I'm trying to put the word out. You know, sign up. You can sign up later if you want. It's no biggie. Just as soon as you can. The quicker you sign up, the quicker you can start losing weight.
See, it was
it's a $20 buy-in. I'm going to split it between the four top winners. And, you know, it's just a good way to get motivated and lose some weight. I want everybody to get healthy. I know there's a lot of fat podcasters out there. Come on.
I'm with it, dude. I was gonna come in. For me, it's a timing thing because, like, Riley tried to kick it off for the holidays, and I was like, how much do you hate yourself, bro? Like, I'm not going to be on a diet for the holidays. Fuck
That's
off,
right.
dude.
Three months.
January. Well, you should do it because you're going in December. Because
this is when they throw cakes and cookies and all that other shit at you. So, like,
that's what I'm saying.
This is the best time to avoid that shit.
No, this is the best time to ingest that shit.
No, I'm already 40 pounds heavier than I should be. And if I make it through the holidays and just keep eating like an asshole like I am right now, I'm going to be like 60 pounds heavier. And I can't do it. It's getting to be too much. I've got an umbilical hernia.
Oh, okay.
And it's starting to push on it, having a gut.
Yeah.
And so I'm tired of like feeling like I need to push my guts back in. Oof. So
damn.
Need to lose the weight, get that tightened up again.
Well, for you, yeah, I think that maybe it might be, it doesn't matter what time of year, go ahead and do that. And for anybody listening, you know, definitely check out the Slimmer Circle Round 2 and get in there and get yourself feeling healthy, man.
Yep.
Feeling
good. Follow me on my Twitter. It's at Media Forest Cast and all the info's on there. And just shoot me a DM or you can also send me an email to mixedmediaforest@gmail.com and that'll get you in.
Sweet.
Awesome. And we are the Hashtag No Offense Show. If you're a new listener, thanks for stopping by and hanging out with us. We hope that you'll come back. Subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. Any of them will do. We're everywhere, everywhere you want to be. Check us out at HTNOS.com, HTNOS on all the socials, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Visit the Inner Circle, InnerCirclePN.com. Check out all of our homeboys that we podcast with and we're rolling in this podcast adventure with. Simmons and Moore, Shit Happens When You Party Naked, The Plunge, The Hood Diner, and Failing PC. Hollywood. Mm-hmm. And that's innercirclepn.com. This young lady is the Duchess Wutzke.
You're the real Wutzke everywhere.
You're goddamn right. And we're at Hashtag No Offense. So, Jason, thanks for sitting with us.
Thank you.
Hey, thank you.